Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
I'm glad you brought up Big Brother, because I'm assuming you watched it.
The season.
Well,
nah, not really.
You watched the finale, right?
Oh, definitely.
So you know who won?
Yes.
Who won?
Sweet Kuluva.
Okay. So I didn't watch Big Brother at all.
Mm-hmm.
But on social media, I saw clips of this guy called Sweet Kuluva.
Yeah.
Seemed he was very popular. Good looking guy from KZN. And then I think he got a girlfriend during the season. The girlfriend got eliminated or evicted. Very sob story, he said. But before we get to that story, I want to speak just about KZN in general. KZN is very, very patriotic.
Mm.
Specifically when it comes to things that have to do with the arts. I'm not quite sure why that is, but my assumption is that for so long, if you're living in KZN, you weren't given an opportunity to participate in mainstream arts or media. And so once those gates started opening, for example, I remember growing up, you had to be in Joburg to get on TV. Seeing people that were on TV was amazing. It was unbelievable, right? And in fact, a friend of mine, Nusihle, his grandmother was Mamkopozi. Literally, like the character Mamkopozi. So when she came to visit him, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? Hey, I see this lady on TV all the time, right? And so things like that, whenever there's a competition, for example, KZN people who vote in droves. When I won my competition, right, at MTV, where I got my job, I think I carried like over 73% of the votes. And there were three people. So they had to split the other 27. That's how crazy it is in KZN. So now let's get back to the story yesterday. After Sweet Kuluva won, people in KZN took to the streets. They celebrated. It was like a parade. Right? Like we had won a championship or something. And there's nothing wrong with that. To each his own. I'm glad that people were happy and that they supported him in those numbers. However, when it comes to serious matters, the support is not often there. So, for example, if you look at voter turnout, and I'll speak about young people in general, right? In the last election, less than 50% of the young people who were registered to vote actually pitched. I don't know why that is, but if you look at the numbers, if you go back, for example, in the 2019 elections, right, the young people that registered to vote, about 83% of them pitched. So I think they definitely felt then that there was a future and that their vote would make a difference. Yeah, maybe not so much. Now, you know, it's each individual's right not to vote, just like it's your right to vote. So there's nobody who's guilty of anything. We don't hold that against anybody. And also, people usually often say, you know, if you don't vote and you don't have a right to complain, that's also nonsense, right? Because I'm exercising my votes by not voting, or my rights, rather, by not voting. I can complain about people that I haven't elected into power, even though I didn't vote myself, right? But things like service delivery, where people often are called to protest, they don't come out in those numbers. The question I want to ask is, why do you think that is? And are young people specifically to blame for that? Because young people have a lot of energy. If you just look on TikTok, they've got a lot of energy for a lot of things. Just not the things that we as older people think matter. Again, I'll ask you to think back when you were a young person. Maybe you were always woke and radicalized. But I remember when we used to work at Y, there really wasn't that much consciousness within us. We were just having a good time and that was it. Mpo?
I think when you speak about the young people coming out to vote for things like Abu Big Brother and Song of the Year, whatever the case may be, it's because they can relate to it. It's something that is young, it's fun, it's hip, it's happening, it's their culture. But the moment you're talking about politics, I mean, even we as adults, more often than not, will complain about how we do not know who to vote for. So if you, as someone who has been turning out to vote countless times since you were 18 up until now, get to a point where even you feel as though you are devout of choices, or the choices are so limited you yourself don't know who to go with. A young person who has probably never voted before or has seen Ukoko only vote for one party all their life, it then becomes one of those where you're like, why am I going there? You know, all I keep seeing on television are people queuing. People are queuing, nothing ever changes afterwards.
Mm.
So why am I going?
Now, Mfundo, voter apathy usually goes hand in hand, right,
mm-hmm.
with lack of education. I'll say higher education, because basic education we've got covered, right? Mm. But the access to higher education in South Africa remains a problem. Even those that do qualify, for example, to go to university sometimes don't have the fees.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where the problem could be?
Well, some have said that, but also some say voter apathy among the youth is due to a trust deficit, because we've seen them, they speak frankly on social media about them not trusting politicians, and actually closer to voting time, they were the ones that want to hide their parents' or grandparents' ID so they don't get to vote. So I think they don't like the pretense where you find older people would want to say, okay, I think that I'm not necessarily satisfied with all political parties, but I'll give this one a chance or a second chance. So with them, I think there was the limitation of choices. This time around, they felt or were confused as to whom they would vote for, and they've said this continuously. So I don't know if they're looking for a party that is predominantly youth-led, because the EFF was there, is there. So it's quite confusing, but I've honestly reduced it to a trust deficit being one of the contributors for voter apathy, for me at least. I don't know, but I feel they just don't trust politicians. Mm. I don't know if they want a citizen-led government, in what form or shape that could be, but they don't seem to trust politicians.
Now, Saul, here's the thing. We often speak about how this generation is an instant gratification generation.
Yeah.
They want things now. Maybe it could be that they're looking at politics in the same manner, right? So the procedure of politics is too tedious for them. In that you vote somebody in, you've got to wait an entire term, 5 years, and then you go back and you vote them out again. It seems to me, anyway, that young people would prefer to get somebody in, and as soon as they feel that person's not performing, get them out as soon as possible, get somebody else in. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, because I mean, in the real world, that's generally how things work. Whether you've got a job and you're not performing, you know, it's cumbersome, man. And then there's the registration, and then on that particular day, you need to be in a particular ward that you may have not registered in. Also, that gets in the way. But I feel like when young people vote on Big Brother, you look at all the winners, for example, it's people who generally they can relate with, people who won their hearts. And I feel like with politics, I mean, all the people relate with the ANC because of nostalgia and sentiment, you know, from 94 and the struggle. But with young people, they don't have a party like that. I know EFF tries to be that, but I mean, the numbers have been dwindling. So when young people look at the ballot, they don't see that person who's won their hearts. And if they find that person who's won their hearts, they're thinking there's only 12 of us voting for this guy. The whole rest of the country won't. And then they don't go out and vote.
Speaking of winning hearts, again, it would seem that young people make that choice very frivolously, right? Again, I didn't watch Big Brother, but Sid Kuluva, all people said about him was that he's good looking. And that usually checks all the boxes. You win. If you're good looking, you win a competition.
Nah.
Ah, come on. Be serious now.
There were other evicted guys, right? And look, I'm a straight man, but you see a good looking guy. There were other evicted guys, very handsome, chiseled face, good looking guys. You can tell they work out, but they didn't win. I feel like when the last two remained, it boiled down maybe to that. You know, the other guy was just an ordinary looking guy, but very humble, very relatable, and Sweet Kuluva too. Then the looks come into play with maybe the females, etc. But it's the last thing on the criteria.
I think it's looks.
Would you not say that part of also why the youth is not voting, because you were talking about education, but there are a lot of educated graduates that are just sitting at home with no jobs. So when it comes to those people, they're also sitting back and saying, what am I voting for? Because come the end of the day, you all said you're going to give us an education. I went, I got the education. I'm still sitting at home.
Then vote the people out. The people that promised you that, but vote them out.
But then it also comes back to what you're saying. I'm going to vote, then I must wait 5 years. And if this person's not doing anything, I must wait another 5 years. And that time, I'm at home.
Hey.
Give us a shout and let us know. If you truly believe the children are our future, where does the future of South Africa lie?
I think young people will always show up for things that they relate to and that they know about. Reason being, if young people do not show up for voting and politics or any other things is because there is no space, or the space is not wide enough for young people to actually be there. So that's why with other things like music awards, Big Brother and everything else, young people relate to it. But if you had more young people or representative in the political and government space, young people will be able to infiltrate that and be able to actually vote and have their say.
I agree with you in that there isn't enough space for young people to participate in politics. But there definitely is space for young people to participate and elect leaders. Speaking about young people, why is it that they'll go all out for TikTok challenges, when it's time to vote for competitions, when it's time for votes for anything that's got to do with entertainment? But then when it's time to vote for the presidency or politicians, now they know where to be found.
And easy.
You know, congratulations to Koluf. However, the youth won't benefit nothing from that. They should have kept that energy for something else, to go look for jobs, to go and parade for something that would benefit them, or maybe to go and clean a library next to them or clean the streets. So the energy that they use, I'm not happy about that. You know, even like Orange Farm, there were noises. I thought futhi ama metric passile futhi because of the noise. So the youth have been high energy, but they must use it for something else, not for one person winning 2 million and an officer won't get even a cent from that million. Sweet Guluva won't even build a bridge, KZN. That's my take.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Sweet Guluva to the win.
It's easy for the youth to vote like things like your Big Brother or Song of the Year or things like that because of the voting platform. It's easy just to go to your phone and just click away, you're done. So with elections, you need to wake up, go to the line and stand in the line. And you know, these young people are impatient. So if I see moved voting to digital, then we'll start seeing the numbers, the real numbers of young people.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe let me just give you that for argument's sake. Then I ask you, why is it that young people were able to take to the streets last night? Hey, this was late. This is like 9 p.m. or something. They took to the streets. But for something that matters to them, they'll never take to the streets. Let's say Akoko Gesi. You're not going to find them going there.
Our future is not in good hands. I love you. But they're all fun and games. They don't take anything serious, man. I'm a 2K. As you, I, Ms. Weluson. Yonkinto Yabunja is instant. Bafuna, your instant results. More voter. Like, everything must happen their way.
Hello, sis, the world. It's not about the handsome or the beautiness of the person. We need someone who's hands-on. We need someone who's available. We need someone who is active. We need someone who would have a point of view of what he or she wants or what he doesn't like. So it's a matter of that's how we voted.
Okay, so Sweet Guluva, again, I didn't watch your show. Are you saying Sweet Guluva offered that? And by the way, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with voting for good-looking people. Now I'm in Jebantanga, we not because, I mean, come on, you see me. Otherwise.
No, and I just think it's just a matter of making proper decisions because Moya Emma Varsity, when it's time to vote, trust and believe all the students go out, whether it's for SRC or whether it is national polls. Even last year, you saw how kids were lining up at vets just for them to cast their vote. Even when it was cold and the SRC was just trying to maintain that people should just stand in the queue, they stood there. So, I mean, I just think they either want to do it or they don't. I don't think there's a limit for them. We should be abafuni, basically, and it ends up they would think right now abafuni.
When you were in varsity, Sol, I'm asking, but I kind of know already because of what you were studying. Did you get involved in the SRC at all?
No.
Yeah, engineering students don't have time for that usually.
I just think that young people in general do not like substantive content. Even in school, it's always be like that. Somebody, it's like they do not like to think or want to engage in something that's going to make them actively think. So that's just it. They do not like substantive content. They just want to have fun, and that's all.
He's not wrong.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.